Welcome to Sports at Large. So let's say you walk into a room where a small gathering is assembled and the topic of conversation is you. Would you rather the theme of the talk be whether you are personally feckless or duplicitous? Not much of a choice, is it? On one hand, you're thought of as incompetent or inept, unable to do your job well. On the other, you're considered to be unethical, tricky, or deceptive. The perception of the Ravens outside Charm City has taken a severe beating following one of the most tumultuous events and weeks in franchise history. The manner in which they address this belief will speak volumes about how they perceive their image and how they'll operate. It will also open a window into whether they care how you view their operation. The saga begins a week ago last Friday when word leaked that the Ravens had agreed to trade first-round selections in April's draft and in next year's draft to the Las Vegas Raiders in exchange for defensive end Max Crosby. The move was breathtaking in its scope. Crosby had reportedly given the Raiders notice that he wanted out of Vegas, no doubt because the Raiders have only made the playoffs twice in the past 24 years and stumbled to a 3-14 record last season, the worst in the NFL. The Ravens, meanwhile, needed a high-quality pass rusher, and Crosby, a 5-time Pro Bowler, fit the bill, albeit at an exorbitant price. First-round draft choices in the NFL are more coveted than cheap gasoline these days, and the team had never before given up a first-round pick for a player, much less two of them. But general manager Eric DaCosta took the plunge and sent the number 14 overall pick this year and next year's choice off to Vegas for Crosby, who said goodbye to Raider Nation, where he had been a mainstay for his entire 7-year career. The Ravens brass flew Crosby to the team's training facility in Owings Mills for what seemed to be a pro forma physical. That's where the fun started. According to reports, Crosby, who had surgery on his meniscus during the 2025 season, flunked his physical. The Ravens then pulled out of the trade and signed Trey Hendrickson, a free agent away from their division rival Cincinnati. The contract is a reported 4-year deal worth $112 million. In signing Hendrickson, who is 2 years older than Crosby and coming off a hip injury, the Ravens get to keep their draft choices. In the process, however, they open themselves up to whispers that they either got cold feet regarding Crosby or were less than forthcoming with the Raiders and Crosby. There have even been suggestions that they reached out to Hendrickson while Crosby was being evaluated in their building. No matter how you slice it, the Ravens, who have heretofore been thought of as a model organization, are the subject of whispers that they're either bumblers or double dealers. Neither talk is particularly savory to hear. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com and follow me on Blue Sky, Threads, and X at Sports at Large. Until next week, for all of us here and for producer Lisa Morgan, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the games.